Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Previously on The Princess of South Beach. Maria del Carmen is too busy making out with the hot reporter to continue her and Estrella's plan to destroy the Calderons. Nacho has sent Raul to pay off some mobsters who he owes a lot of money to. And as you can imagine, what's about to go down is not pleasant.
Look with the cat right there. Raulito. Your papi took his time, didn't he?
So sorry for the inconvenience. My dad gave me something I'm supposed to give to you, so anyway, here it is, and goodbye.
Wait.
A donde?
Let's see what your papi sent us.
Everything all right? Can I go?
We're counting.
Tell me something, Raulito. Do you think I'm an idiot? You think I'm playing games with you?
Do you think?
No. I do not think you like to play games, except for the game you're playing right now, which looks like Uno. That's a fun one.
Don't look at my games.
No. I just met you, and you seem very smart and very menacing.
Hey, shut up. What do you think, Fidel? This asshole came in here just to insult me.
Senor, no, senor. I came straight from the bank. There are $60,000 in there. I'm sure that whatever is going on is just a big misunderstanding. My papi can explain.
Mira, mato pendejo. You tell your pathetic papi, and I'm keeping this just so I don't have to whoop your ass right now. I'm expecting to get everything I'm owed by this Friday, or I'll cut both your necks and feed them to the crocodiles.
Nick.
You understand?
Yes. Actually, no. You're gonna feed our necks to the crocodiles?
You're gonna be dead.
If I were you, I'd leave right now.
Okay. Bye. I pulled the door when it was a push. I think it's locked. You know what? I'm just gonna go out the window.
Good. Have a dumpling on the way out.
Help. While Raul's situation feels very HBO, let's head over to La Casa Rosa, where Maria del Carmen is still making out with the hot reporter.
Mm. A tongue already?
Stop.
Ow,
just
that
checking.
Hurt.
Does anyone.
Oh, Estrella, this is not
what it looks like.
No, yeah. No. It definitely doesn't look like you guys were passionately making out. I didn't see anything.
Dios mío, what am I doing? I can't get involved with you. I'm engaged to Raul.
I know. But I feel like, I don't know, Gloria. I don't think you have feelings for him. Every time I asked you something about Raul, it was like you were a completely different person.
What?
Look, I almost feel like you are not Gloria Calderon.
Andres. Mira, maybe I'm being impulsive here, but I have to tell you something. You're right, I'm not.
Water! I brought the water.
Estrella.
Here is your water. I know how thirsty you get, and I didn't want you to make the mistake of being thirsty in front of a stranger.
Okay. Yeah, yeah? I'm just gonna go to the bathroom because it looks like you two are talking in code again. And just like leave a cup of water next to your nightstand and you wake up and you just hydrate. It's okay, you know what? I'm gonna leave you guys do your code thing.
Estrella, you have got to stop doing that.
You were about to tell him who you are, weren't
you? No!
I heard it all.
I wasn't gonna tell him anything. We need to find you a hobby, Estrella, because the whole lurking behind closed doors thing is getting old.
Don't try to change the subject. Were you gonna tell him the truth or not?
No! I was gonna ask him if he was willing to help us investigate the Calderon family.
And don't you think that would seem a little suspicious? Gloria Calderon wanting to investigate her own family?
I guess I hadn't thought about it that way. Look, I was distracted. His eyes, they're so blue, and they have this warm honey hue to them. They're completely...
Do I have to smack you again?
No, ma'am.
Okay, you need to wake up. He could expose us, and then we lose our only chance at making things right.
But I think he's not like the rest of them. I swear, I feel like he's genuine.
You've known him for less time than it takes to warm up a hot pocket. You ain't catching feelings for him, are you?
What? Of course not. That would be crazy.
You're a terrible actress. Until we're sure we can trust him, don't tell him anything. Got it?
Okay, all right. But nothing is stopping me from getting to know him better, right?
As long as that doesn't involve you choking on his tongue, then sure, go ahead.
So you were listening to us the entire time, huh?
So are you guys done talking about me?
What? Andres, beautiful and funny. No, we were talking about Gloria's hydration levels.
Okay, bye, Estrella. Thank you so much for the water.
Okay, leaving now. Don't forget what we talked about. Or I'll beat your lord.
Thank you. Oh, I love you. Can you believe the latest news? Esteban Calderon is running for mayor. Do you know who you're voting for? Maybe it's Esteban, or maybe it's tonight's guest. He's one of the more unusual candidates. Let's give a warm welcome to Glenn Bass. Glenn, you need no introduction. Everyone knows you. You're a billionaire, the CEO of Bass Co., and you recently launched a rocket into space. And now you're running to be Miami's mayor. Tell us, is politics your new hobby?
Glenn Bass doesn't have hobbies, Tatiana. Like every great man in history, I have a plan. One that will take all humankind to the next level.
Okay, that sounds... ominous? What are your plans?
Well, today I'm running to be Miami's mayor, but next I'll be governor of Florida, then president of the United States, and finally, chancellor of space. I want to give humanity the future we all deserve. My campaign is just the first step of a 12-year project.
Chancellor of space in only 12 years. Wow, That's fast.
Progress waits for no one, Tatiana. Not even Glenn Bass.
Well, what about your rival, Esteban Calderon? Aren't you worried that he might win?
Glenn Bass competes with no one. Would Esteban Calderon ever dream of colonizing Mars? No. But once Basco has conquered it and made it a livable place, everybody will be able to go for vacations there, like it's Hawaii. It'll be America's 51st state, and I shall call it Bass-wa-i.
Wow, that is ambitious. Yeah. Well, is there anything you like about Esteban?
The one thing I can say is he has great taste, because that Lincoln Aviator is one beautiful SUV.
Wow.
In fact, after seeing Esteban in it, I bought one for myself, and it's honestly my favorite place to brainstorm new ideas for Basco.
You know, everyone keeps talking about that Lincoln. I'm starting to think I should get one.
It has the Glenn Bass stamp of approval. And when I terraform Mars, it will be the first thing I send to Bass-wa-i.
Okay. We are out of time for today. Thank you very much for coming, and I look forward to booking my vacation in Bass-wa-i. That's it for today. But remember, what happens in Bass-wa-i stays in Bass-wa-i. We'll be back with more Calderon scandals and rumors in the next Tea with Tatiana.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
You two seem close.
Yeah, she's great. She's a good person. The question is, are you?
Me?
Yes.
No, I'm a terrible human being, obviously.
Oh, really? What makes you so terrible?
Ah, pues, my mom always tells me I don't call her enough, even though I talk to her every single day. My friends tell me I work too much, but they're just mad I can't play Call of Duty all the time. And, the real puncher, my grandma thinks I am a criminal for not liking raisins in my tamale.
Ew! That's disgusting.
I know, right? And, okay, what about you, Gloria Calderon? Are you a good person or a bad person?
Pues, I don't know what I used to be. And honestly, I don't know what I am right now. I think I have what it takes to be a good person, and I want to be a good person, but sometimes it's hard to tell which decisions are the right ones.
I think you're a good person.
You don't even know me.
Then let me get to know you. What's your favorite type of pizza?
That doesn't tell you anything about a person.
Of course it does. If you say you like Hawaiian pizza, I'll know immediately that you are a monster.
What is with the stigma against pineapples on pizza?
I knew it! You are a monster!
Andres, I can't cheat on Raul. Even though it's complicated, I want to be a good person.
But why do you care so much about Raul? I've read the articles on your fights. I don't know. I don't think he treats you right.
Oh, he does. He might be a little corny, but he does love me. And it's not fair of me to betray that trust.
Are you sure Raul is who you want, or is it just who everyone expected Gloria to want?
That's a loaded question.
Then, can I take you out to dinner? As friends. I'm sure I can find a place where they can ruin a perfectly good pizza with some tropical fruit.
It seems like Maria del Carmen is falling head over heels for Andres. Poor Raul. He's gonna be heartbroken. But be careful, Maria del Carmen. Not all frogs transform into princes. Sometimes when you kiss them, they just give you herpes.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Puppy? What the hell? What was that place? And who do you owe money to? What have you gotten yourself into? They're gonna feed our necks to the crocodiles. I'm on my way home. I want you to explain everything. Okay, love you.
Ay, Raul. What is your father up to now?
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman. With help from Daniela Sarkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bantis for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman. And by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, X Mayo, Andy Bustillos, Alan Eisenberg, and Alfredo Narciso. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires, Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.